Welcome to the Influence Community Podcast.
We are your hosts, Danielle and Alyssa.
We talk about all things influencing and the ever-changing industry.
We share a lot of tips, our personal experiences, and how to keep up with the social media space that's always evolving.
We also love to chit-chat and share life updates along the way.
We're so happy you're here and so excited for this week's episode.
Grab your drink of choice and let's dive in.
Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy December.
Oh my god.
Happy December.
Baby month. I can't believe
that's
that.
That's so crazy.
It's here. Yeah. Literally your due date month, your birthday month.
So much. I know. So crazy. I don't know. I feel like Thanksgiving flew by and just, I feel like I say this every episode, but like truly time is going so fast. And like now that it's December, it's just so crazy to me. But yeah, happy December. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving and a good weekend and a good Black Friday. I feel like, yeah, it's December. So that means I think we mentioned in the last episode, but I will be taking maternity leave. So we will be taking a little break from the podcast. So I think we're going to take December off and then maybe like 1 or 2 weeks in January. I don't know. I feel like see how it's going. Yeah, how I'm feeling. Because I honestly have no idea, truly. Yeah. So, like, could be ready to go January 1st, you know, to just do something and feel productive. Or could just be, like, so insanely tired out of my mind. Yeah, I have no idea.
In the baby bubble.
Right. Bubble. So, yeah. So, TBD on that. Probably be back sometime in January. So that means this is our last episode of the year, which is so crazy. And so crazy. You have fun traveling plans too, which is exciting.
Yes.
So.
Yes. I will be in, I think, Austria or Prague when this comes out. But yeah, never taken a winter trip like internationally before. So
a Christmas winter wonderland trip. So fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then I hope you said you're manifesting December 15th for your due date, and I'm manifesting that as well because I will be back by then.
Yeah. But we'll see. I feel like people just say like at this point truly any like it could happen at any point. And so gotta have hospital bags packed and just kind of be ready to go. And I think my manifestations will hopefully work because I've been doing Pilates consistently and weightlifting, and I'm really hoping that just, like, gets the ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, totally.
Plus doing all the things that you see online where it's, like, eat this many dates per day, drink the raspberry leaf tea, do the curb walking, all the stretches. Like, I'm going to be going so hard on all those things come December 1st, basically. So
yes,
when this comes out, like, sometimes. Yeah. So yeah, those are kind of our updates and just wanted to let you guys know, but I feel like anything else.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, yeah, kind of a short chatty intro. I feel like just the holiday season is in full swing and it's, although I feel like the weather here literally in San Diego, I'm like, can you please drop to like 50 degrees? I want to wear a sweater and I can't, wear a sweater.
Oh, update. This is random, but I did see Wicked 2 last night and I was actually like really disappointed.
I saw Josh's story and he said it was like. Really? Okay, I'm shocked.
Like, Linda and Ariana was so cute. Like, she's just so cute in it and, like, loved seeing that part. But, like, compared to the first one, it genuinely like, doesn't compare to me. The songs aren't that good. And, like, they really dragged out the story, in my opinion. Like,
so also, it could have just been one part. Things,
like, or just a shorter part two. But it was just, like, weird random things that Alphaba and Glinda did. Like, Alphaba, like, stole her man and, like, it was just not what I was expecting. Like, at all. But I think if you're like a hardcore Wicked band prior to the movies coming out, you really liked it. But if you're like new on the bandwagon, like your first time seeing Wicked in the movies, like I wonder what the general consensus is, because I saw Wicked for the first time as the movie and I loved the first one, but the second one just like was very like strange. I don't know.
Okay, I was gonna ask you because I saw Josh's story and I was like, wait,
yeah, he loved the first one, not a super big fan of the second.
Interesting.
But her outfits were like really cute. But yeah.
Okay, I am waiting for it to come on streaming, which I hope it will be soon.
I don't think I'll be seeing it again. It's very long and really drawn out. But yeah, if you guys liked it, love that for you.
That is so, I feel like I haven't really, I feel like I've seen everyone talk about going and seeing it and going to the premiere and then they don't parties, say anything and after. Then no one says anything after. Yeah. No one is like, oh my gosh, that was so amazing, so cute, loved it. Like, no one's doing that follow-up. So I feel like it's
saying anything after. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed too. I've only seen people say something after if they were like literally hardcore fans of the play, mm-hmm. like way before the movie.
Right.
Because the last song is amazing, but that was like carried the whole thing. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, that helps my FOMO. So thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like I get such FOMO.
No, but,
okay. No. Okay. Interesting. Well, I feel like let's jump into influences of the week. What is your exciting influence?
Okay, I unboxed my Chanel rain boots, the pink Chanel 25 rain boots.
They're cute.
So literally stunning. I'm so excited about them. I think I mentioned this two episodes ago, but there's a girl on Instagram who helped me source them. Alyssa's used her before and she's just like so sweet and quick. I couldn't believe how quickly she got them to me. I like literally
such good products.
Yeah, just like the best. I don't know how she gets her hands on the best items. It's so interesting. I think she used a sales associate at Saks because that's where it shipped from, it says.
Oh.
And then it was wrapped really nicely, so like maybe I don't know if they wrapped it, but yeah, just so cute. I'm so excited to wear them and I'm so excited that I have them for my trip. They're like a kind of awkward height, so you definitely have to wear socks with them to make them look cute, but they're so cute and I just feel like they're very unique. Like I haven't seen other Chanel like like this, and I've wanted the other ones for so long. They're so cute, the little like black ones with the white
now it's logo. Making me want the black ones.
They're so
like just
cute.
The solid black. I don't know if I love the black with the white toe that they did this year to match the pink
ones. I feel like I like the solid black.
I think I like the solid black, but I'm like right now shoes don't fit me. So I don't feel inclined to buy them. And I feel like they're like a classic. So they come out every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think next year I'm like, okay, and they're so cute. And you just have to wear the right sock. But I've never seen them like be styled on Instagram and be like, oh, that's not cute. I feel like everyone always wears like a knee high sock with it. And they look so cute.
Yeah, they look so cute. And now I'm just so tempted to get that freaking Rimowa. It's so stunning. Like, it's literally so stunning, but I can't tell if I buy it from that girl if the warranty is the same. Like, I don't know. I feel like you have to buy from Rimowa to get that lifelong
warranty.
I was
like, what's the Rimowa world like? Like, is it giving, like, Birkin? Like, are they hard to get, or can you walk into the store and just buy them?
Like, what a funny freaking concept. That like there's a wait list and maybe it's just giving they're on pre-order for a really long time and like the first orders back into the store like go to the first on the wait list. I feel like that's what it is. But yeah, super interesting. Yeah, they're literally the perfect.
I feel like you travel enough to get like out of the remote. It's not like it's gonna sit in your closet and collect dust.
I feel like it would give me even more anxiety, though, come baggage claim. I feel like I'm already nervous about people's taking my bag, but, like, I'm sorry. Like, seeing a literally stunning ballerina pink Rimowa on that belt, like, I feel like people are just going to be acting a fool, like, crazy.
But, like, or it's so obvious that you can't because, like, you're literally the only person with that suitcase, so if someone grabs it off, then you're like, hello.
Yeah, I would invest in like a really high-end suitcase because I'm already nervous about someone taking it off the baggage claim rack, like I literally run down, and then if you're like delayed for any reason, that would just anxiety. So I think I just talked myself out of it. So anyway,
I'm like, I don't even know how much a remote costs.
I've never... big one is like $1,300.
Okay, so like hefty price tag.
Yeah, like hefty price tag.
Okay, but do they have a carry-on? Like the carry-on, and it's just so cute. I think
it's $800 or something. Oh yeah, you're right, because then I'd always have the carry-on with me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's what I need to get.
And then just keep the base, like,
yeah,
for your carousel.
Yeah.
Dealio.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We'll
see, but it does match it perfectly.
Currently on the website. And let's see. Oh, yeah. It says out of stock. Notify me. So you should just sign up for notifications.
Yeah, just to see. Yeah, maybe I'll just do that. But
what if they have a Black Friday sale?
I literally don't know. I'm like, is it scratch resistant? Because I would get it if it was like literally scratch resistant, but I don't think that's possible. I think it's just like really good quality, but I feel like there are so
many other like the brand
quality ones. It's definitely the brand, but like how did the brand get so popular is the thing.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you just lifetime guarantee.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what people love.
If you guys have a Rimowa, let me know what your thoughts are, because
is it worth it?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. You should just sign up for notifications anyway.
Just
for fun.
Yeah.
It's so cute. And it's like the right shade of pink.
Yeah, it's the perfect. It's literally the perfect shade.
So cute.
Also, update. I was talking about, sorry, one more update. Last week when I was talking about moon boots, I ended up ordering the freaking pink and white ones.
Wait, I didn't end up seeing them. I only saw the pink and brown.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're literally just light pink, pearly light pink.
Are the
with white laces.
Okay.
They're literally nothing special, like, at all. But they don't have... It's just the right shade of pink. I can't find them. But right shade of pink, and they're low. And the only other one they have is like the hot pink ones in low. So I think that's what the hype is. I think I'm going to sell my fleece ones. I don't know. But yeah, cute. Random update with all the shopping. I actually need to chill. Okay. Anyways, what is your influence?
Well, my influence is just all my Black Friday orders. I just love a good sale, and I love being strategic and building up my cart. And I feel like when there's a sale, I just feel like so accomplished, and you got like a really good deal, even though the sales were obviously going to be there, if that makes sense. But I feel like I was very strategic this year, like had my plans, and I feel like my like first priority was the Helsa drop. And so ordered all my Helsa pieces and then need to try them on. And then whatever I don't like, I'll just return is my strategy there. So did Helsa. I didn't buy any coats, which I'm really proud of myself, because I was like, there isn't anything that I like need from like their coats. And I have like my collection is like very sturdy right now. So like, unless it's like a very unique coat, I probably have something very similar.
Yeah.
So I just got some more like loungy pieces that I think will be really good for just like postpartum and like sets to wear, a cute little sweater set. I don't know. So did Helsa, and then just like things that I feel like I have been wearing a lot in pregnancy and whatnot. So like I have this like Joa Brown top. It's so soft and comfortable, and it's, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, it's kind of like the Intimissimi, but it's a little thicker, so it's less sheer. And I feel like it just hugs the bump really well, and it's a good length where it like isn't too short, where it doesn't cover the bump, but it covers most of the bump. I wore it for my maternity shoot, and it's just like a good one. So I ordered another one of those and a black one, because they were having a 30% off sale, so that was really good. I ordered this candle from this, I think it's this girl, she's a creator, she like started a brand. It's called Not Your Standard, but it's like this really pretty like marble candle. I have one from like years ago, but there's like a burgundy one, so I really wanted that. And it's like a non-toxic candle, so got my candle. And then the Deucey coat, and what else? I think that's it. The one thing that I'm like still thinking about is that Arakai Araki Hannah Schomburg's brand, the like floofy hat with the matching floofy scarf.
Cute. I love a little hat like that.
And then I feel like when I do this kind of shopping, it motivates me to do a closet clean out. So,
same, yeah.
Like getting rid of like pieces, okay. Like especially from brands that I just don't really align with anymore. Like, I don't know, like kind of like cheaper brands. I don't know. Like, I'm trying not to buy polyester as much. So, if I like have something that's like 100% polyester, I'm like trying not to buy that or trying to get rid of that stuff or like trying to like. I feel like just like I'm at this point, like I'm in my 30s having a baby, like I really want to have investment clothing pieces that are high quality, yeah. Good fabrics that like you can just wear on repeat, wear so forever. Obviously like capsule wardrobe vibes, and like getting rid of my old like Addicted,
yeah.
Or like,
yeah,
those kinds of brands that like a lot of their stuff is polyester.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah.
But yeah, Black Friday shopping was good. Also got Andrew his Christmas presents. Aloe always does 30% off. So got him some stuff from Aloe. Oh, and I also got these sneakers. I don't, have you seen them? They're like kind of like a creamy beige, like almost
from Aloe?
Yeah. Like almost Adidas looking sneaker. I don't know, but I keep seeing them on Instagram and they're so cute. And I'm such a consumer and I'm so easily influenced.
Wait,
so
for men or for you?
Women, look. Like,
wait. Okay, I can't really see through. Oh, okay, that's cute. Dang, they're like really killing it.
Yeah.
Did you feel like they're high end bags?
Here's a better. Oh, yeah, that's just really like, cute.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
So. Yeah, 30% off. And Andrew's like such a simple boy, and like literally his entire wardrobe has kind of shifted to Aloe, and it's just pieces that I get him every year for his birthday, which is in November, and Christmas. So we've kind of just like built his collection up over the years. But I just love a good sale. Like 30% off, I feel like it's so good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So yeah, that's my influence. Just
cute, all the shopping, purchases. Holiday shopping, sales. Yeah. We love it.
So, but yeah, okay. Well, I feel like we can dive into the episode. I just keep having these like thoughts where I'm just like in this stage where I'm like, oh my God, this is the last time I'm doing this. Or like
as not as a mom yet.
Yeah.
Like a,
yeah. That's and it's crazy. Not like, it's not like a bad thing. It's just kind of like a transition or a change type thing. Like, I don't think like my life is over or like I'm not gonna have fun ever again kind of vibe, but it's just like, wow, this is so crazy. Like, this is the last episode we're doing before I literally have to give birth and have a baby.
Yeah.
And like some days I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna give, like, I can give birth, like, totally cool, like, you know, I was meant to do this, like my body's meant to do this. And some days I'm like, dang, I really have to push a baby out. Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, so, and like the fact you're so close is crazy, but
yeah
I think it's gonna be a beautiful new chapter, and so cool that like the influence community has been with us through it all.
Yeah,
and
true.
Get to witness you in this next chapter.
Yeah, so it's just like crazy. I'm like, this is our last episode, like before I give birth. Like the next time we record, like I will have a literal baby.
I feel like I can't wrap my head
just
around
so
that.
Crazy. No, literally saying. But anyways, okay. So we wanted to end this season, this year, on with a Q&A episode. We love Q&As because I feel like we really get to engage with you guys and all the questions that you submit, and we kind of can know what you guys want to hear about and like all of that. So we felt like this would be like a really good one to end on. So diving in to our final Q&A of 2025 and final Q&A as not a mom.
Yeah.
So, okay. First one is how to start making money and becoming successful on social media while having to work other jobs and not really having time. My goal is to do this as a career, but I can't leave my other job until I make money on social media.
Yeah, that is so the struggle. I feel like you have to.
So valid.
Yeah, like so valid. And everyone goes through this when they're starting out. But I feel like you, the key is like you just have to dedicate. Like it takes so much time. It really mm-hmm. does. It's going to take a long time. It's going to take time to grow and stay consistent with your content and build trust with your community. Like it's not easy at all. And I think that might be a misconception. But I mean, what I did was I was working 9 to 5 and then I would literally dedicate my entire weekends to creating content for the whole week. Mm-hmm. And then I would go to events after my 9 to 5. Alyssa would pick me up. Literally, I would say that I have to go to the dentist or something and leave a little bit early. And we would go to LA, network and create content there. Like you really just have to put in the time. And like, it's, I don't know. I really just want to say it's not easy. And you have to sometimes like dedicate your weekends, like to creating content for the whole week.
I think you have to have that hustle and that you have to want it so bad. Like you have to want it more than anything. And like, it's okay if you don't, and it's okay if it's like a side project, a passion project, like maybe it's just supplemental income and not your main income. But like, if you truly, truly like want to do this full time, I feel like it's also too, it's interesting because there's so many different dynamics at play than when we were kind of going through it, because social media is so different. So it's like TikTok wasn't around when we started. Mm-hmm. So now there's that extra platform and stream of income. And also I feel like too, people really thrive on creating content at home, talking videos, styling videos. Whereas like when we first started, it was like, you were out and about. There was like
outside taking photos.
Like you had to be like out somewhere, like not in your house. Like the house stuff didn't really start until COVID, and then it kind of stuck with TikTok.
Yeah,
and then I feel like that's when it kind of took off. So it's like there are some advantages now. So like you don't actually have to like go out into the world to create content. Like you can do content at home. Like set up a pretty corner. And like figure out what you want to post, whether it's talking videos, makeup, day in my life, story time, style,
like all six.
Yeah, but now you can really like take advantage of that and stay home and do it, which I feel like is a pro of the situation now. But yeah, there's so many platforms and so many ways to monetize. Maybe you're really, really good at UGC and you have such a creative aesthetic eye, but you're not in the content always. Like that's a really good way to go too. But I think at the end of the day, like you truly have to want it so bad that like basically you don't have a plan B. And I feel like also another thing too is like I feel like you also have to be financially smart about it. Like I personally think it's smart to keep your 9 to 5 and start to grow your social media on the side. And then if you see it start to take off and like things are sticking and like you're doing well, you're growing, then maybe start to think about those steps to leaving the 9 to 5, if that makes sense. Just because obviously you have to be financially responsible, have your savings, all that, because it's like content creation is so unstable as an industry. But once you kind of can pick up that traction and see that, then like totally go for it. I feel like people know when they get to that point where they're like, I can't juggle my 9 to 5 anymore and content creation, like I need to pick. And that's when you know you're like, okay, I can do it. Like there's
also
that turning
like
point.
I love seeing a night like day in my life from my 9 to 5. Like I kind of love when girls monetize their 9 to 5. And I think people are just really curious how people manage their lives while having a 9 to 5 and like how to make the best of it or like how to kind of romanticize it. I love seeing 9 to 5 days in my life. And then like your 5 to 9, I see people do that and like what you do after. There is just, like so many content ideas.
And I feel like brands like it too. Like there are a lot of like corporate focused brands that I feel like I see creators who have 9 to 5s like work with.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like workwear does really well as something that converts, like realistic workwear outfits.
Yeah, I think so too. There's just so much you could do now while still having your 9-to-5. Like, literally just make videos. I think you could, if you're a fashion girl, you can make a fashion styling video every single day of the week and batch that in, like, I literally 3 hours on the weekend. Like, you could. So I would just say stay consistent, create, like, you know, creative ideas according to whatever aesthetic you want. But also, if this is something that is your entire goal for your career, like, you could also, like, get part-time jobs and just have more time to create content. But again, like, be financially responsible, of course. But I know someone who did that and, like, it worked. So
love that. Yeah, I think too, with, like, the corporate thing, like, if you are a corporate girly and you want to do this, like, getting up that extra, like, 30 minutes earlier to maybe shoot, like, a get ready with me, like an outfit, like, you're putting your outfit on together so that you're kind of doing it every day because you're getting ready for work anyway. So it's like, you might as well do that. So then you're capturing an outfit every day. So then at the, on the weekend, you can edit those, you know, maybe for the next week and then post one every day, or make a collage of, like, outfits I wore this week to my 9-to-5. So I feel like that's, like, a really good idea too. I don't know. Yeah. There are so many ways, I think, to make this work if this is something you're truly passionate about. And so I feel like you just got to start. You got to keep going. Got to be authentic to yourself, create high quality content. And then when brands start to notice and start paying, that's when you can evaluate and be like, okay, I literally don't have time to do both. So I need to pick.
Yeah.
But it's definitely doable. You could totally do it if you want to.
Yeah, literally anyone can do it. If you're consistent, put in the work, like, literally anyone can do it. It'll work for you. You just have to find your thing.
Yes. Okay, great question to start off. Okay, next one is how to stay consistent with posting when I have a super hands-on job. So this person is a hairstylist, and I feel like this also goes for like estheticians too. Like, my esthetician is always like, I have so much content, but I just, like, literally don't have time to post, or I don't have time to edit.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Like, when you're literally, because when I had my 9-to-5, I could still do things because everything was on the computer. So like, I could, like, something on my phone or, like, something on the computer really quick. But, like, when you're literally hands-on doing stuff all day, I could imagine how frustrating that is.
Well, I think, like, you're so tired after.
Yeah, I think you just really have to be smart with scheduling. I feel like scheduling would be my BFF if I had a really hands-on job, because then I don't have to worry about it throughout the day. Or you just post before. Like, it's so annoying to, like, you probably might need to edit late at night and then schedule or post right before your job. And then maybe on your lunch break, you engage with that post just so, like, you have, you build your community and maintain your community. But yeah, I would just say scheduling, posting beforehand. Like, if you really do want to stay consistent, like you said, wake up that extra 30 minutes and get her done.
Yeah. I, like, talked to my esthetician about this because she, like, has a family and, like, goes home and, like, picks her daughter up from school and then, like, obviously wants to be present with her family and her daughter and then cooks dinner. And then it's like, you're so busy. So it's like, I feel like too, like, if you have downtime or, like, maybe you don't have a client for an hour, like, take that time to really lock down and, like, edit as much as possible. I think trying to stay as organized as possible, so, like, creating folders on your phone, whether it's, like, BTS, final results. I feel like some other options too would be potentially working with creators in exchange for services. And maybe it's not, like, completely free, but, like, maybe a discounted service in exchange for an edited video or whatever. If you, like, really want to get that content and you like someone's style of content and you maybe just don't have time. Or also potentially, if you have the means, hiring maybe a content, like, editing assistant or just, like, someone that you can collect all the content and then send it their way and then they can create the videos for you.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I like that idea. I feel like it's worth the investment, and it's like you're putting money into the business to get a return. But yeah, I think that's really smart.
So, and again, like you said, like you do have to invest in yourself and like either find the time yourself to do it or invest in like someone to help you do it so that maybe you're super, super busy with clients and you just like truly don't have time, but you really want to post, like hiring an assistant would be great. Or if you just have that kind of extra downtime here and there, like really trying to just get it done. Because obviously, like for, I think for both of us, honestly, like editing is kind of the least fun part. And it just, it does take a lot of time. So I don't know, like delegating if you can or scheduling time. Like maybe you block off 4 hours one morning or 4 hours in an afternoon or something. And like that's your content editing time. And then you just batch a lot. And then also you can repost stuff too. I feel like people forget, like repost something, especially if it did
Oh,
really
it's
well
all
on your
archived.
page. Like if a hairstyle did really well, like I feel like people love watching getting a hair style done. So like literally just obviously with the consent of your client, set up a tripod and just film yourself doing the whole hairstyle, and then you can either like speed it up, cut it to the main parts, and then like post those, and if it does well, repost it. I don't know. I feel like that's how I would do it.
I like that. I feel like you could look up like people in your industry and kind of see what they're doing and take inspiration from that.
So, yeah, I mean it's definitely a lot. I feel like it's a lot for everyone, and you just kind of have to be either really, really good at time management or be able to kind of delegate and maybe hire a small team to potentially help you. But yeah, I feel like that's kind of the way to make it all work when you're super hands-on and you can't like just be doing on social media on the side. So, okay. Next question is how to stay consistent. Oh, wait. I have so many good content ideas, but get overwhelmed and it hinders me from consistency. Any advice? This literally happens all the
Yeah,
time.
story of my life. I feel like I have a good system now because honestly, I have been perfecting this, I will say.
Love that.
I really try to brainstorm. I used to like think that brainstorming and like planning ahead of time so meticulously wasn't really necessary, and I kind of just would film on a whim. But if I don't have things planned to a T, like I literally have my post schedule and my post ideas, and then I created this. I started ADHD medication, if you can't tell. Started this Word doc. Literally, like by week, I have the videos I want to film on each day, and then I have those hyperlinked into a sub tab Google Doc where the entire like script or things I need, what I want to say, like main points or like the things I want to bring into it are. So I'm literally ready
Love
every single
that.
time because if I'm not, I'm going to dilly-dally and waste so much time. I think you just have to figure out what system works for you, and maybe it's being extremely organized so you know exactly when you're going to film it, because at that point it's like, what's the excuse? Like, I have no excuse not to film this. And when I have so many ideas and get overwhelmed, I'll literally forget all of them. Like, I will forget all of them. Not writing them down, making a plan. Just make a plan for yourself. Trust me, it's getting into that routine of making a plan and being super organized. It will help you 100%.
Yeah, I think for me too, with pregnancy, and I feel like I still am currently struggling with this, like I also have so many ideas, but then you're like, oh, you get tired or you don't have the energy to do your makeup, and then it kind of gets overwhelming because I'm like, also, I'm like, I still have so much I want to film. Like, I have all these cute, like, not maternity, but like pregnancy outfits that these brands have sent that I want to like create cute videos in. Like, I want to film. I need to film my nursery tour. Like, I need to film like packing my hospital bags, like all these things. For me, what helps the most is I have a note in my notes app of just like literally it says like videos I need to film. And I just like anytime I have an idea, I write it down in there so that on days that I do have energy, I can just go in and look and be like, okay, today I'm gonna like try to film all these things or like cert these types of videos or like do this. And I feel like having my notes app really helps me. Mm-hmm. Just like, I don't know, I just feel like writing something down, or just like you said, being organized with it is just so much more efficient, even though if you don't, even though it doesn't feel like it might be, it is just so much better. Write it down so you, one, don't forget the idea. Two, when you go to film, you're like, okay, which of these videos are kind of related? Can I kind of like batch something? And then when I am filming, I feel like I try to film sometimes. Sometimes I overwhelm myself with this, but I try to film like two videos at one time. Like I try to film.
Oh yeah, I totally know the what you talking mean by
video
that.
And the non-talking version at the same time. So like I'll start and be like, okay, today I really want to style this outfit for winter. Like let's build an outfit together, and then I'll like pause, and then I'll just do the non-talking and just yeah. like hold the coat up, like do a little movement. And then yeah. I start the talking again and like put it on, and then I'll like take it off and then like do the non-talking version.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I do that too. And then I like always just, I get so confused. But I mean, it's a good strategy.
Yeah.
You're getting two done at once.
But that kind of helps too, because also being pregnant, the thought of like getting dressed multiple times is just like so hard. Like I posted my video of like what I'm going to wear to my maternity shoot, and I was like, I should probably put the outfits on and like show people what I'm going to wear. But like the thought of actually getting dressed four different times yeah. right now is just like not in the cards. So unfortunately, I'm just going to hold them up. Yeah. And then you'll see when I post the maternity photos what they are. So yeah, I just think like whatever like phase or stage you are in life, like it's just trying to stay organized. And then once I film something, I put it in a folder in my phone called need to edit. Mm-hmm. And then once I edit it and I save it, I have another folder called need to post.
Yeah.
So I really try to like keep the content organized that way, so things don't get forgotten. Cause I have, honestly, I feel like I do have a lot of content kind of batched and saved. And then I'll scroll up like a couple months and be like, oh my God, I totally forgot about this video. I need to edit it. Like I still need to edit my lashes video, and it's in there.
Oh my gosh. That is
literally sitting in the back of my head. I filmed it months ago, but I just like, it's not like top priority right now. And like, it'll be there when I need it. You know what I mean? But it's in my need to edit folder.
Yes.
So she's in there. But yeah, I think getting overwhelmed with content or just having content paralysis in general is so common. It happens especially like when you shoot or film content, because then you've already done kind of like the hard part, then you have to like plan the content and edit it and like whatever. But yeah, I feel that. And I think just like being organized and having notes and just writing it down for me is what I think mm-hmm. helps the best with consistency when I feel, especially when I feel overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that helps. But yeah, we all get that feeling. We all get mm-hmm. that overwhelmed feeling, and that content paralysis is so real. Okay. Next question is tips for shooting content on your own.
Okay, love this question. Feel like I got pretty good at this recently. Well, I went to San Francisco for like a really quick trip, but my goal was to shoot there like some campaigns. And so I feel like I'm getting pretty good at it. But pretty much make sure you have a MagSafe phone case, because there's so many different tools you can use with a MagSafe case. Like you can have a really good tripod. I have this one from Amazon, MagSafe. It's just so easy. Something about it, it just makes things way easier. It feels less overwhelming. I don't know why. But that, there are like little MagSafe tripods that you can like
the
clip
little mini ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
The suction like, mini ones. So
suction
good.
Mini ones. Like getting things that you can stick places to get a good angle, I think, is the main thing. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like that's kind of all you need with shooting photos. But that, I feel like I always try to like see what people are using, what's on TikTok shop. They always have new things for creators. But I think those, and then getting a really good light. That one that we have from TikTok shop is the best one I have found. I accidentally broke it, and I cannot find a dupe of it, like on Amazon at all. So I had
to it's literally not on Amazon from which is TikTok crazy. Shop.
And there's one that looks exactly like it on Amazon, but it is not the same. Like, I don't know, like, this seller does not sell on Amazon, I guess, but I had to order it again on TikTok Shop. TikTok Shop also just has a lot of really good, just like I said, they have a lot of really good tools for creators. Mm-hmm. Even things like car tripods, like just like little tools. I think like I just knick-knacks. Like doing the little tools. Yeah. And then setting up assistive touch to do burst if you like.
I was gonna say, I feel like that's easy. Like, so I don't have that set up, and every time you have mm-hmm. it set up, I'm like, oh, that's so smart. I feel like you should do a tutorial or something. Like,
yeah, maybe I'll do a somewhere. Video on this. I meant to do it, but I just forgot. But that is literally a lifesaver. That is how I shoot my photos. But I'm sure if you look it up, you can find how to do it. But yeah. I'll also make a video soon-ish. But yeah, it's just a setting in your phone, and then it just bursts for you.
But don't you have to like put it on a certain spot on the screen? Like,
yeah, it's like you turn on the assistive touch, and then you have to create a new gesture. And then you have to pretty much act like you're doing burst on your phone. It's kind of hard to explain talking, but you just create a new gesture and then you name it burst, and then it does it for you. And it's actually a lifesaver because yes, you can use Lens Buddy, but I think the quality definitely goes down. And I didn't really realize that until someone showed that to me. So
do you have to do burst with it, or can you tell it to like take a photo for you? Like, it won't like hit the photo button.
Actually, that's like a really good question. I'm not.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm not sure, like for me,
but I'm not a burst girly. But I was just curious. Like,
yeah, you actually might be able to, but I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
TBD. Yeah, okay. I'll play around with it because it is a little bit confusing. But yeah, it's pretty much everything that I do.
And then do you shoot on the back camera?
Always. Yeah, I have not used the front camera. I couldn't even tell you the last time I used the front camera, not even for like videos. I don't know. I try to keep it consistent because at least something in the video is going to be the back camera. So at that point, like, I just go the extra mile to just keep it all on the back camera, even though it's way easier to shoot on your front camera and you can see. Yeah. But I've gotten pretty comfortable with, like, I know how to find with my eyes, like, the center of the screen when I'm in the back, when I'm using the back camera. And I kind of just like let go of me being obsessed with like the angle being right. Like, I kind of just post now because it's better done than perfect. Right. And then I'm kind of like, I feel like I forget what even my insecurities were when I was using the front camera and trying to see like how I looked. I don't know. So
yeah, I maybe feel it's like just for me, I just like to be in the middle of the screen, and it really, really bugs me when I'm not, which is why I feel like the main purpose of why I would use the front camera. But I ordered that. I don't use it. I don't think it's worth it. But I ordered that. Like,
I know what you're talking about. The screen, the mirror screen. I don't use it either.
It's so difficult
it's
to use.
It's too small and difficult. Yeah.
And it's like you have to connect it to the Bluetooth, and then sometimes it just like disconnects because I think too much time has passed by or you lose the connection. So then it's like you have to go back. And then I hate.
Yeah.
One thing I hate is like moving my phone mid video. Like, I personally, this is just like, I don't know if this is a me thing, but like if I'm filming a consecutive video, I don't want my phone to move. Like, I want the background to be exactly the same like the whole time. Like, I don't want it to be like shifting back and forth, and I feel like that's just a personal preference. So it's like when that screen thing would turn off and I would have to go in and like reconnect it, I would move my phone and I would be like, this is not it. Or like, I tried to order one is like a mirror off Amazon that you clip onto your tripod, and then it has like a bendy arm that you could like bend a mirror to like kind of be by your phone so you could see where you were.
I had that too. I just feel like it didn't. Yeah. Like I had to spend too much time adjusting the mirror. So now I'm just like, F it. Like if I'm slightly off, whatever. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. I feel like you just get to a point after you like try all the gadgets. But I feel like there are definitely so many tools.
There's so many little things
you can use for shooting content on your own. And again, I feel like you said, it's just practice. Like you know where to look at the lens now. You kind of know where to stand. Obviously, clean your lens, have good lighting, do some test shots, test the video, test the audio, make sure it's good. Like maybe mark your spot on the ground where you want to stand. But I feel like those are the best tips for shooting content on your own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and also like, it's very normal too. Like, don't feel weird if you're doing it. Like, I feel like we'll be out and about and like see someone shooting with a tripod and we're like, yes, love to see it. Love the hustle.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
Love that. Okay. Next question is, what are your guys' updated thoughts on LTK versus ShopMy?
Okay. I'm trying to get more into ShopMy, but LTK is like my second nature right now. Like I just, but I really do like, I think ShopMy is way more set up for creators and I do like that aspect. So that's my one motivation with ShopMy. I really like that you can request gifting. You can even like message brands. I think that's so cool. And then there's like, I think there's collab opportunities on there. I'm like kind of new on there, so I haven't like explored too much, but yeah, I'm like mainly on LTK. And I just got like some questions from brands about like seeing my LTK stats and stuff, and then I was like, I'm glad I'm like focusing more on, I don't know,
I feel like if you said shop my like just any links, if you were like, oh, actually, yeah, I'm on ShopMy, like, they'll accept that.
Yeah, but I feel like I do, like, focus a lot on LTK, and I'm proud of, like, what I've built on LTK. So I'm glad I have that going. Maybe if it's overwhelming, like, do both. But, like, yeah, you can focus more on one. I have an assistant that does help me who is just, like, uploading to ShopMy as well. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I like ShopMy for creators. I really do. And, honestly, I do want to spend more time on it. I think I've come around a lot to ShopMy. I think that's my updated thought.
I feel like my updated thought is it's good to use them kind of hand in hand, because sometimes you might want to link something and it's available on one platform but not the other.
True.
So then you have like that option, which is really nice. And then also I feel like there's like really, I feel like the brands that reach out for gifting on ShopMy are pretty good, like good brands. And then it's like I understand what you see about how it's like good for the creator, because it seems like such a seamless experience. Like they a brand will be like, oh, we'd love to offer you gifting, and then they send a lookbook or they like have select products you can pick from, and then you like pick what you want and it says like either a dollar limit or a like item limit, and then you pick them and then you hit submit and it literally just orders it and then it ships like it out. Like it's so really seamless. So I feel like I really like that about ShopMy. I just like don't feel like the regular consumer knows how to use it, because it's not like you have a profile there. Like you have to like, I'm pretty sure you have to actually go to someone's like ShopMy website, basically, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know. I don't know anyone who's like a normal consumer who like understands or knows what ShopMy is, but I have like friends who are not at all influencers, but they literally do shop on LTK. Like they say that they like have profiles and follow their favorite creators. So I feel like it's just more well known, but I think there's so much potential with ShopMy.
Yeah.
And I think they're really like geared toward creators, which is great. And yeah, honestly, and the commission rates are kind of higher. I feel like they're higher on ShopMy, which is weird. Or maybe like, maybe I just don't see certain, they just have more shops. Like if I don't ever find something on LTK, like I mean obviously they probably have a partnership with ShopMy, but they do have high commission rates, I feel like.
And then I feel like with LTK, like again, like we've poured so much into LTK over the years, and I also have an assistant who helps me post like my daily outfits, my little collages, whatever. And I feel like LTK is kind of built more for the consumer, like you said, like your friends. Like it's like, I feel like that's how I kind of treat it. And with ShopMy, it's ShopMy for me is more of like an evergreen place. Like that's where I'm going to put like my makeup routine. I'm gonna link every product I ever use, and it's just like, that's my like standard go-to, but I'm not uploading my outfit there every day.
Yeah,
like I'm uploading it every day on LTK, and like I, because it's just like I have all my folders and everything so organized, and I have my like collections and my like I don't know. I feel like you just kind of have to find a groove with them each individually, and then kind of use them almost together in a way to your benefit. So like, again, if one brand isn't on one, use the other. And like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like, and yeah, and I think ShopMy just got like a huge round of funding. So I feel like they're really like a big competitor in this space. And it's just so interesting because I just feel like so many brands, and I don't know why, I wish a brand would explain this to me. So many brands are like starting their own affiliate programs. And I'm just like, no creator wants to have an individual storefront for each individual brand. Like, it's just too much.
I get it from their perspective because they have to pay to be on these platforms, right. But then they also know creators are not going to buy from
we're
them.
Too deep.
Like they can't. Yeah, like because yeah, creators like our incentive is literally like if also like if there's a commission link, like obviously I don't know. I feel like I'm not going to go through the steps though to create a commission affiliate profile with brand, like I will only do it on LTK, and yeah, if you're not on LTK, I'm not gonna link your product, so
right. And I think like I've told brands that before, they're like, oh, do you want to sign up for our affiliate program? And I'm like, hi, I actually link everything through LTK, and they're like, okay, no problem. So it's just like that, but like, even like my next one that I use is I guess there's like Amazon, and then there's like Revolve, and I feel like those are the main ones, but like, I think Sephora recently launched their own like storefront, and it's just like, I just do not have the time or mental capacity to create a Sephora storefront when I already have that created on my LTK and my ShopMy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to make a third one. I already have two.
Yeah.
Or like just like random brands will be like, oh, sign up for our affiliate program. Like, and it like the link is just them. And I'm like, it's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like LTK and ShopMy are two really good ones. Try them both out. See which one you like better. Like, I love how like chic and seamless ShopMy feels. LTK feels very busy and there's a lot going on. And I feel like I'm pretty sure you can actually reach out to brands on LTK as well. But it's like, there's just so much going on and it's not very clear. Mm-hmm. And there's just a lot of things happening everywhere. Whereas like, ShopMy is very like concise, organized, pretty simple and chic. So it's just like you just have to figure them both out, I think. Mm-hmm. But it's worth it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question is how to keep going with talking videos / a new style of video when you want it to work but it's not working.
Yeah, feel that, girl.
Yep.
I feel like you just I mean, my strategy is ignoring that and literally keep posting. I feel like that's a great little tool for you also with like exposure therapy of like flopping or maybe some like just not having something go how you want it to go. But also I think it's good practice for keeping promises to yourself and like staying consistent with yourself. That's how I'm kind of leaning into it. Like, I'm promising myself that I'm going to keep going with this because like it's important to me to show my personality. And I guess I'm like connecting it more to a why. I think that can really help because then it's like, okay, I know I'm not just doing this like for the views. Like, I'm actually posting this because I want my personality to shine more. Yeah, like I actually like really care about this. I want to connect with my audience more. Like, I have things to say and I want people to hear them, like that sort of thing. So I think maybe like make a why for yourself of why you're creating these videos or new style of content and tie your worth to that. Also, I think it's just really sweet when people comment or message someone when they do notice someone like doing a new style of video.
Yeah.
I had a girl say something to me this weekend and I was like, you have no idea how bad I needed to hear that. Like, that was very sweet. Like, it was just a girl saying like, just want to say like, I love your content. Like, I've always loved your content, but like your new, like with you talking, it's like really cool. I really love watching it. And I'm like, wow, this like meant so much to me. And it just made me think like, okay, I need to do this for people more because that like literally helps me keep going that day, you know? So normalize just saying good job to girls. I feel like we need that more in the industry, honestly. And I feel like that's the energy you put out and get back. So
I feel like, too, I remember when girls started doing talking videos on Instagram, like, maybe a year or two ago, when it was, like, definitely weird. And I remember looking at the engagement and being like, their videos aren't doing well. Like, why do they keep doing this? And then full circle year later, maybe even a couple months later, like, their talking videos do so well. People are so engaged. Yeah. Like, people love them. So I feel like it's just a good reminder for myself to be like, whenever you start a new style of content, like, your audience always has to adjust. The algorithm has to adjust. Like, things have to figure itself out. Yeah. So it's just like, you have to love the content you're putting out regardless of how it's going to perform. And I feel like we've preached that literally from day one. And when you are kind of transitioning into the talking content, just like, keep doing it, knowing that, like, within a few months, it could just take off. Like, you never truly know. And like, if you want, post it on trial reels if you don't feel comfortable like sharing it with your audience immediately, and just like practicing and like putting yourself out there. And I feel like sometimes I'll do talking videos and I never end up posting them, but in retrospect they were really good practice for me.
Yeah.
And then I feel like too, like, I think I shared this in one of our podcast episodes, you never know like who's looking or who's watching. Like, I posted my jewelry tour video that I filmed in New York, like, just basic, like, nothing crazy. It was just like one of those things I really wanted to practice and put out there, and ended up getting a campaign because the brand was like, we saw your talking video and we want a similar talking, like,
yeah, vibe. Like, so cool.
That was the campaign. So, and like, my manager told me that. And then, so kind of like same thing, like, in my head, I was like, oh, okay, like, even though my jewelry tour video, like, didn't perform well by any means, it still gave me that motivation to, like, keep going. And, like, okay, something is working, like, keep going, keep practicing, because I just feel like brands, agencies, like, all of it, like, everyone wants talking videos right now, and that's just the thing, I guess. Like, and, yeah, you do see more of someone's personality, you get to know them better, and overall, I feel like it's more personable and relatable. So, like, it makes sense. But I feel like you just gotta, like, really put the blinders on and just love your content, love yourself, and not look at the numbers. Hide those likes, hide those views. Who cares? Yeah. Just, like, keep doing it, I feel like.
Yeah.
So, and then that kind of relates to the next one, where the next question is how to get over a rough patch of low engagement / growth. And I feel like it's just very similar. Blinders on, love your content.
Blinders on, create content you're proud of and that you genuinely enjoy making, because that's really all that matters. And if you think it looks high quality, like, it's still valuable to brands. And also, everything we're doing isn't just for brands, but if that's, like, something you are worried about, I think as long as you're making quality content, it's the same thing. Like, whether you get 100K likes, whether you get zero, you know, like, it's the same thing. So creating quality content. And also, I think we've mentioned this strategy before, but this is also a really good time to try new things and see if something else maybe sticks better, or it's a good time to branch out, like, try a new niche or new things or new style of content. Things like that. So
yeah,
I think I'd do that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just such a huge believer in that Instagram specifically is like a very kind of slow and steady wins the race kind of platform.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be those ups and downs, and like, everyone goes through them. And like, I feel like I remember seeing certain creators go through it. I've gone through it, and it always goes back up, and you just have to like do your best. And I think like the right brands are gonna see it, like, your audience hopefully will see it. If they don't, that's okay, just like keep going. Yeah. I think consistency is like the most important aspect. So it's just like, you just have to keep pushing through, even though it sucks and it makes you want to throw your phone out the window or like punch a wall or just like quit. Yeah, relatable. And you just gotta keep going. And then hopefully it gets better. And yeah, that's really all you can do. Because at the end of the day, like, there are aspects of it that we can't control. Like, we all know when Instagram rolls out a new feature, like, we're all just like, great.
Yeah, and I think they're working on a few things right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Do you ever, ooh, this is a good one. Do you ever worry about falling out of love with your aesthetic?
People genuinely ask me this all the time. Like, it's really funny. They ask me this all the time. And I feel like my answer is really just like, if I'm gonna evolve, like I'm gonna evolve, and that's what I'll post about. Like, I'm not gonna, I think maybe 2 years ago or a year ago before I was like more rooted in myself, like it was like I probably would keep this going as a character even if I didn't love it. But I feel like right now I'm at the point where if I did for some reason fall out of love with this current aesthetic, which I really do not see happening, I would just evolve, like simply just change the content, you know? Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think that's also why it's so important to build an aesthetic that is so core, like to your core, because then you really don't have to worry about this. But yeah, people ask me this all the time and I'm just like, wait, what do you mean? Like, this is, I've literally been this type of girl like since I was a kid, truly. So no, but I see why people like, and also for the people who are, if you're someone who maybe is asking yourself this question, like maybe also ask yourself, like, is this an aesthetic that I created for myself or created from like seeing what works for other people? Because that's the answer. Like, probably need to rethink some things because it also doesn't come off as genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you that.
But I also feel like we've both gone through evolutions with our aesthetic of growth and changing with like the presets and the vibes. Like, obviously starting out, it was very boho chic, beachy, you know? And like over time, you evolve. And I think like when that period comes, you're ready for it and you kind of have open arms. You're not like, oh my gosh, I'm so sad to be leaving this aesthetic. You're like at the point where you're like, I'm so ready for change. This is not me anymore. Like, I literally went through that. I was like, I don't post at the beach anymore. It's just not me. Like, I still love the beach, but like, I just don't like love my content there anymore. I just love something else now, which is totally fine. And then you change it and you're excited about the change. You're not like sad about the change. Like, you are welcoming it with open arms and like evolving with it, even if it's a big change or a small change, whatever. But like, I feel like I get where this question is coming from, but I feel like anytime I've ever had one of these changes, I'm like so excited about it and like ready
I love that next step
into like a next chapter.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Agreed. Totally.
Because like people are like, oh, like, you know, like, oh, you don't miss color, you don't wear color. And I'm like, in my head, like, I do
could never color. See that. Yeah.
Well, I'm like, beige, black, white, cream, brown, tan. Like, those are so colorful to me. Burgundy. Like, I'm like, what do you mean? That is so many colors I'm wearing.
Yeah, it's like your core,
you know what I mean?
Color palette. Yeah.
Exactly. But like, that's me. And like, that's what I like. And like, no, I don't miss wearing orange, yellow.
Yeah.
Green, blue. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, it's not me and I don't feel that. So it's like, I feel like it's just about like kind of the evolution. And when those next chapters come, like, for the most part, I feel like you're excited about it. And you're like, I'm excited for this change. I want something new. I want to evolve and take that next step.
Yeah.
But I could see where this question comes from, especially with you. Like, you've bought in so many things that are literally pink. So it's like, if you ever like, woke
if I ever
up
did fall out of it,
loving pink, like, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if I was doing this just because I knew it was doing well, like, yeah, I would be really concerned. Like, I would worry about that, but it's absolutely not anything I've ever worried about.
Yeah, so. And I think you've like evolved and stepped into yourself even more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you're even more deeply rooted in it. So genuine and so authentic, and like, you know, the reasoning behind it versus just doing it because it's trending.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, even if pink went out of style tomorrow, like, you would still keep posting pink. Like, you wouldn't like stop.
I like really love that about both of our brands. Like, we are, I feel like it's just like literally to the core. Like, it's not a it's been like this for years, you know.
Yeah, and it's a brand at this point. Like, it's literally a brand, or like my brand. Like, it's, But change can be scary. So I totally get where this question is coming from and have been through it. We've both been through it multiple times. So
yeah,
I think it's just part of the journey, which I think is also beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, okay. Next question. What's your favorite part of being an influencer / content creator?
Cute. Okay. I feel like I have a lot of things, but I mean, I think to the core, my favorite part is like the freedom it gives me in general, but also the freedom in with my own creativity that it gives me. Because I remember literally just throughout my life and all the jobs that I've had, I would always be so scared to say my ideas because it would always get shut down. Because like, I mean, obviously I was young when I had these jobs, but I feel like no one took me seriously ever when I was like in a professional setting, and like my ideas were never taken seriously. And it's kind of been like that since I was a kid. And I just feel like this is such a beautiful thing that I know my younger self would have been gagged about. Like, if I told myself this was my job, because I just feel like there's so many little things that it just makes so much sense what I'm doing right now. It just feels very aligned. So definitely the freedom in general, because I do really poorly when I'm in like a structure. If someone else is like forcing me to have structure and like work for them, I just like was never good at that. So freedom in general, but also freedom to like have creative freedom, really. And like, mm-hmm. if I think of something, like I can just post it, and like that's part of my job. I don't know. I love that. But also meeting so many women and like connecting with women is so cool. I think like this job made me realize how important that is and how many women are actually really lacking that connection. And yeah, it's so cool. The opportunities and people you get to meet and connections you get to make in the community you have. So cliche, but
yeah. Yeah, I definitely feel like the networking aspect and just meeting people, like especially for me, because when I moved to San Diego right after college, like I didn't really know anyone. I didn't really have friends. Like I had my roommates and I had my like kind of coworkers, but it wasn't like I didn't have friends outside of that. And I feel like I really longed for that. And so once I started social media and started kind of growing that and started making all these connections with just like-minded women or people had very similar interests, because I feel like your coworkers, you don't necessarily have similar interests, and like your roommate can be so different too. But like when you actually find a group of people in your city with similar interests, I feel like it just opened so many doors, and I made so many friends so quickly that way. And it just kind of like was like, that's what I was looking for moving to a new city after college and not really knowing anyone. So, because that's like something really scary to do.
Yeah, totally.
But I feel like just that like truly gave me obviously all my friends, and like that's how we met. So I think that aspect of just like having those connections and just like having such a fun connected audience of people that you like chat with in your DMs and just like those relationships as well. And I think too, like it's so cool being able to work with these brands because they like your content enough to work with you when you like loved these brands growing up. Like you would go to the mall and like shop these brands and like, just so full circle. And like I remember like my first retail job was Abercrombie, and I was like so obsessed. Like I literally stood at the front table for 4 hours and like greeted people for minimum wage. Like back in the day, I think like so minimum wage was literally like $8, so $8 an hour. I made $32 that day.
Love that. Like that's a crazy like time.
But yeah, and then like obviously that's full circle, like working with Abercrombie in the past or like getting gifting from them, like it's literally like every time it genuinely blows my mind. It will never like be routine, or like I feel like I will never be numb to it. Like every single time it's just like, this is so crazy that like this is my life. And like also growing up or even being in college, this wasn't a career. So it's not like I had always planned like I want to be an influencer, like I want to do this. Like it was something that started and kind of evolved, like I think once we graduated college. So it's just kind of crazy to see that journey. And I feel like I'm super grateful and thankful for that. But truly just like bringing me my best friends, like connecting me with the most genuine girls. And like, I feel like social media sometimes just has the worst reputation, but I feel like if you are so intentional about it, it could like be like the most beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. So I feel like those are probably my things.
Yeah.
I think.
Love that.
Yeah. Okay. What is on your wish list currently?
Oh, you guys, I literally, if I want something, like, I'm going to buy it for myself, unfortunately. I feel like the only things that I feel like if I want a really nice piece of jewelry, I definitely let Josh do that. I feel like that's an easy thing to ask for your husband. So I guess like I would like a more permanent, I feel like you did a really good job with your little cutie stack. Like you have your little Cartier bracelet.
Right now,
bracelet. Yeah. Yeah. Like so cute. I feel like maybe I'd want more of a permanent bracelet I wear every single day. I have like my actual legit permanent bracelets, which I kind of want to go to the mall and get a permanent hand chain because mine broke. Because I love a hand chain, but maybe like a diamond bracelet. I guess I don't
love.
Yes. I don't, I honestly don't really know what's on my wish list. Cause I do kind of just, if I like it, I buy it. What about you? Cause I feel like you're kind of the same.
Yeah. I think it's just funny. Cause there's like this line of like what Andrew would be willing to spend on a gift.
Yeah.
Versus like what I would want to buy. If that makes sense. Like, I'm not, like, I think we talked about this on the last episode. I think it's the last one where you talked about the pink Spinelli Kilcullen that was like,
yeah.
How much is it?
$8,000.
Yeah. And the Van Cleef bracelet that I love is like $7,000. And just like, Andrew would never.
I know. That's just like a really crazy.
Yeah.
For one little jewelry piece. I don't know. It's like, that's kind of crazy.
So that's like, if I really, really wanted that, I would like definitely like work really hard, get some campaigns, save my money and like buy that myself. Cause I would just never ask him to do that unless I'm like, I'll be like, this will be like my birthday present, my Christmas present, my anniversary present, my Valentine's Day present, my push present. Like, I will not ask for a gift for the next 2 years. He might get on board with that, but it would definitely take convincing. But if money were not an option, or right, is that if money,
yeah, if money wasn't like a factor?
Yeah. If money didn't matter, I think the gold, like the all gold Van Cleef bracelet would really just complete my stack. So she's kind of like on a wish list, but not like super urgent, I feel like. And then also I really, really love the Chanel 25 small gray suede bag. It's so chic. But also I'm like, should I get a medium and like maybe treat it as kind of like a baby bag, diaper bag? But
that would be cute.
So, and again, these are things that are like, this would probably be like 1 to 2 years off in the distance. What else? I'm trying to think. I feel like, yeah, for the most part, like if I see something, I will probably just buy it. Wish list currently. Honestly, like, I feel like I'm just so focused on baby and like all the baby things, the baby outfits, baby clothes are so cute. Just like getting everything ready for that. Like, that's really kind of like where my head's at right now. Usually I have an ongoing list. I did ask my dad for, you know, the Chanel sunglasses that have, they're kind of a funky shape, honestly, from the front.
Yes, I remember you talking about them.
And I've been talking about
the white trim.
Yeah, the white trim, and then they're, like, black on the side with the white CCs. I feel like I am really good at finding something and, like, really thinking about it. Like, not being impulsive, but, like, really thinking if I want it. Like, I will straight up wait 6 months to, like, make sure I want it. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my dad for those for Christmas / my birthday, because with my family, we just like send each other lists and we have budgets for each other. So like, we know like how much like you can spend per person in the family.
Yeah.
And so I, because my birthday and Christmas are so close together, I usually use my budget and combine it into one. So I asked my dad for those Chanel sunglasses.
Cute. Year.
So I'm excited for that. But yeah.
So cute. I think that's
like pretty much.
Can't wait to see them.
It, yeah, I feel like my wish list is very extreme. It's like either so unaffordable one way or I buy it for myself because it's like pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay. And then last question of the episode, what are your goals going into next year? This is a good one to end on.
I know it is. I feel like it's kind of crazy that it's like that time of year to start planning.
So crazy.
For next year's goals and stuff. But I kind of just had an overall goal this year of like having fun, trying new things, having new experiences. And I really had fun. Like that, all of that came true. Really gonna just set that for next year and kind of see what happens. I mean, of course, maybe I'll set some like financial goals, but I don't think I'm gonna set any other like number goals really. I really want to I really do want to focus on building a stronger, I don't know if stronger is the right word, but like I really want to like engage and like build my community, like not numbers wise, like really just like connect. And that really stems from like me getting more comfortable with myself and getting tapping me more into my authentic self so I can connect like genuinely on a genuine level with everyone else. So I think that's honestly, that's my main goal. I think tapping more in so I can also connect more.
Love that.
But yeah, not just like pretty aesthetic things, like more real stuff. So that's my goal. What about you? You'll be a mama.
I will be a mommy. I think obviously, because I just feel like right now I'm just in such a place of the unknown. Like I have no idea what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
I have no idea what it's going to look like. My mom is moving in with us. So that's super exciting because anyone we've talked to has been like, has had really positive things to say about having that extra help, especially with your first baby. So like, I have no idea if I'm going to be like thriving and like killing it or if I'm just going to be like tired. So I think just going into next
is okay.
Year, yeah. I really just want to give myself grace, like not have a ton of expectations and just kind of flow with whatever however the situation looks like obviously I still want to show up and be consistent and post things that I love, but like if I have to like not post for a day or two, like give myself grace or just like really embrace, I think, motherhood in general. But again, I don't know what that looks like because I don't know what that means, but I think it's like something that like I will want to be doing is just like embracing motherhood and just like similar to what you said, like really just connecting with my current community and just really kind of going deeper there. And like obviously I still love the aesthetic and the pretty things, I will never not, but like I feel like mixing it in is also like really good. So like having the pretty aesthetic things but also mixing in the real stuff. And I feel like especially during pregnancy, I feel like I've connected with a lot of pregnant creators or just pregnant followers. And it's been like so nice to like DM with people and like people check in and like, how are you feeling? You're getting so close. Like, you know, you're doing so good. Like, give yourself grace. Like, and it's just so nice. So like, I try to message other people to those like similar things if I see people post on stories, because I feel like there's a lot of girlies who are kind of going through the pregnancy journey right now. So I think just kind of embracing the unknown, I feel like, is the best way to put it, because I feel like it's truly the unknown, but also weirdly I feel so at peace with it, which is very weird for my super type A Capricorn personality. I feel like I've really like let go of the idea of like perfectionism or just having these like high expectations or whatever. Like I'm kind of just like, yeah, like I have an ideal birth plan, but like I'm good with whatever happens.
Yeah.
And like I'm excited to be a mom and like have a cute little baby, but I have no idea what that's going to look like. So just embracing what I don't know, which is very hard for me in concept, but I also feel really good about it too, which I feel like shows growth. So I'm like, okay,
yeah, absolutely.
I'm growing. So that's good.
Yeah, absolutely. That's something to be proud of for sure.
But I think that's the main thing. Cause again, like I truly have no idea what next year is going to look like. So we'll take it day by day, see what happens, see what the journey is like. And because I feel like everyone's journey is truly so different. And I feel like I've kind of seen that with girlies on Instagram who recently had babies. And like, I think that's also been really helpful, is like seeing everyone's different journeys and knowing that like, it's okay, no matter how it is. So that's my vibe. Just like, keep on keeping on, adding motherhood in, embracing the unknown, and just like, I would like to maintain like all the things that I'm currently doing eventually. So just, I think that's kind of my plan.
Love that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like that was a really good question to end on. Do you want to share our final listener of the week?
Yes. Okay. Our final listener of the week this year is Styled by VN. She always asks really good questions when we do have a question box up. So we always really appreciate that. And she is a stunning girly aesthetic queen. I love her posts. I think she's from Europe and it's very like European. So yeah, shout out to you, VN. And also I feel like our listeners of the week is our community, of course, like really? Ending this year. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast this year. We just literally, it means the world to us. And we love talking to you guys about all of our topics, random things, growing as creators. I feel like every year it's kind of like we touch on similar things, but they're always evolving. So
yeah,
thank you guys.
And like we evolve too. And like, I feel like our opinions and our thoughts evolve on certain things. Like, I feel like at the beginning, we're like, hustle, hustle, hustle. And then like a couple years later, we're like, protect our peace, do stuff. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's so cool to kind of see your journey. And so the fact that you guys have been on it with us is super special. And I feel like you guys have all grown with us too. So hopefully within the next year, we can do some more maybe like in-person interactive things for the community to be able to connect with you guys more. But yeah, we are just so appreciative and grateful for you guys. And we love you so much. And obviously, we couldn't do it without you and we wouldn't be here without you. So just know that and hope you guys have an amazing holiday season. Celebrating whatever you celebrate. All the things to celebrate. There's so much to celebrate. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Anything else?
No, other than everyone, wish Alyssa a happy, healthy birth and pregnancy. Send all the prayers and love and healing.
Send good vibes. Send good vibes, good energy, and help me manifest a due date of 12/15 or like around.
Yes, I'm manifesting 12/15 personally.
So keep you guys posted, stay tuned on socials, and yeah, so crazy, but we made it. But love you guys, and we will chat in the new year. Oh my god, so crazy. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday, leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.